the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, and I'm reading verse 19. Matthew 16:19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind that is forbid, declared to be improper and unlawful on earth, will have already been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, declare lawful on earth, will have already been loosed in heaven. I will give you the keys of the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth will have been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will have been loosed in heaven. Such authority. The keys of heaven. Who was Jesus speaking to? He was speaking to his disciple, and one in particular, because he asked who the people say I am, and only Peter answered, and he said to Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven has revealed it to you that I am the Messiah. And he went on to say, right there and then, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. This same disciple, Peter, became the first pope. Last Thursday, a new pope, Leo XIV, the 267th occupant of the throne of Saint Peter, began his term. We are the church that Christ built. Amen?
Amen.
That is the church that Christ built. And he said about this church, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And the gates of hell have not been able to tear it down, regardless of all the shameful things priests, church, etc. have done. The gates of hell have not been able to tear down the church of Jesus Christ. And I tell you today, brothers and sisters, that forever the gates of hell will not be able, in fact, they cannot prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
To prevail is to be greater in strength, greater in influence, so that you triumph over. That's not possible. Because he who established the church is the Messiah, is the King of Kings, is seated at the right hand of the Father, he's the coming King, he is Christ. The church of the New Testament reigns, and the enemy cannot pull it down, because Christ, who is the head of the church, defeated Satan. He bound the enemy. He bound the enemy of our souls and gave the keys of the kingdom to us. Hallelujah. To his church.
Amen.
He made a spoil of Satan. He defeated Satan, and he displayed his victory in that he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. He rose from the dead, and many, many, many people saw him and have been seeing him. So Satan has been defeated. But so that many will still come to the kingdom of God, we still have the situation whereby the Satan is still rearing his head. But we, you and I, the church, has been given the keys of the kingdom. We have been given the power of the kingdom. And that Pope being elected just vividly reminded me of the power of God. Hallelujah. Of the kingdom of God, the 267th leader of the church. I know we have Catholics, we have Pentecostals, we have Anglican, we have, but it's one church. Amen. One Christ. One Savior. One church. And that church is the church that Jesus gave, created, and he made Peter the first pope. The church has all authority. All authority. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, Jesus said. Therefore, go and make disciples of people. Heal the sick. Liberate the poor. Draw the disenchanted back in. All those outcasts, bring them back in. That is the church. That is our church. That is the church that Jesus established. That is the church of which Jesus is the head. Hallelujah. Elim Church Sydenham is this church. Is the church. We must give time to prayer. To pray without ceasing. Because we must bring in the harvest. The keys of the kingdom has been given to us. Where is it? How are we manifesting it? I'm not admonishing. I'm just challenging that we will awaken a new zeal. That we will be fed up with this. After Esau had tricked Isaac to bless Israel, Jacob, he will say, Lord, Father, don't you have any more blessing for me? And Isaac said to Esau, when you get fed up, when you get fed up, you will break everything that's holding you. We have to get that point of being fed up. And we need to pray. Because we are at that point, now what we need is to pray. We have to pray without ceasing. We must bring in the harvest. We must bring in the harvest, brothers and sisters. Let us reflect for a moment on the encounter Peter had with Christ here in Luke 5. The Gospel of Luke chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 1. Luke 5:1. Now it happened that while Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, that's the Sea of Galilee, with people crowding all around him and listening to the word of God, that he saw two boats lying on the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put a little distance from the shore. And he sat down in the boat and began teaching the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, that's Simon Peter, that is Peter who eventually became the first pope, he said to him, put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch of fish. Simon replied, Master, we walked all night to the point of exhaustion and caught nothing in our nets. But at your word, I will do as you say and lower the nets again. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were at the point of breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats with fish, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knee and saying, "Go away from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." We, this church, Elim Church Sydney, we are not unlike Peter. We are not unlike Peter, who had been fishing for many years. We have been fishing for many years and seasons. But now, let us seek a word, yes, another word and direction from the Holy Spirit. What, how, and where? Let us begin from when the apostle began, where Apostle Peter began. Let us fall on our knees and humble ourselves. "For I am a sinful man, Lord." Let's begin from there. Let us pray. Let's pray with our season in our respective homes. Let us have that commitment to praying. "For I am a sinful man, Lord." Let us acknowledge how far we have fallen short, how far we have sinned, how far we have rebelled against the righteous God, who gave us the grace to say, "Abba, Father." When Elijah had an encounter with God, he had the same thing. He said, "How sinful I am." When people have an encounter with the Holy God, we realize how sinful we are. How sinful we are. Even Paul, with all his Pharisee upbringing, when he had an encounter with Jesus, he realized how sinful he was compared to a holy God, a loving God. Let us begin where the apostle began. Fall to our knees. Humble ourselves. "For I am a sinful man, Lord." "Go away from me," Peter said to the Lord, "for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Peter had been walking all night and caught nothing. And when Jesus instructed him to go out into deeper waters and let down the nets, he told Jesus that it would be a waste of time. "We have been doing many things our ways, the way we know, and we've tried, just like Peter, for many years, from his many years of experience of as a fisherman." That's how he replied. And we also, we can say, "Look, we've done, we've tried this, we've tried that, we've been there, we've been believing, we've been holding." When the word of God comes, all of that has to take second place. But the word of God has to come. And that word of God will come from spending time in fellowship, in quiet, time praying, seeking the word, fasting and praying. Peter knew when it was bad time. If Peter knew that time was the bad time for fishing, he knew it. He's an experienced fisherman. He knew that time, when Jesus was telling them to cast the moon, was a bad time for fishing. But out of respect for Jesus, he let down his nets. Out of a realization of who Jesus was, He let down his nets. When he let down the nets, I dare say he wasn't thinking he would catch anything. He just did it in compliance. You know, sometimes you just do something in compliance, but you're not really expecting anything to happen. He let down the net in compliance. He was not expecting to catch anything. Now, at your word, Lord, he let it down. How wrong he was. And he encountered God's love and power. Love and power. What was his reaction? Terror. He was terrified. They caught so much. They caught more fish than he'd ever caught. If the two boats were beginning to sink, he was terrified. He had an encounter with the love and the power of the living God. He was terrified at the realization of the power and the glory of a holy God. Being fully aware in himself of his own sinfulness and inadequacies, yet here he was encountering the love and the power of a holy God, knowing fully well how very, very unholy he was. No wonder I felt that, go away from me. For I am a sinful man. We need to have that encounter. You need to have that encounter. I believe that to walk in God's vineyard requires a preparedness beyond the ordinary. I believe the keys of the kingdom have been handed to this church, this Elim Church Sydenham. God is not a God of favoritism. And God is not a time waster. But he's patient and long-suffering. But the time is now for us to awake again. For those dry bones to have flesh and to stand as the army. Our vision is an army that goes into the community to demonstrate power and love. Power and love. Love and power. Believe the keys of the kingdom have been handed to this church, and it's not too late to reap the harvest. It is not too late to reap that harvest for the Lord. Not for ourselves. Individually, yes, you probably don't feel you need to reap anything because you're already a child of God and you know God and you worship him and you feel the joy of worshiping him. How about the harvest of his kingdom? Hallelujah. The harvest for his kingdom. Let us determine to pray earnestly for lost souls, for lost souls, for lost souls to be saved in our communities, in Sydenham and around Sydenham. Let us determine to pray earnestly for this. Let us put into deep water and lure our nets for a catch. Jesus told Peter what to do, which was, put out, cast your net. He told him where to do it, where? In deep water. He told him how to do it, lower your nets into the water. That same God, the same Lord Jesus, is the head of our church. And if we seek his face, and if we pray to him, and we humble ourselves, he will forgive us, he will remove every hindrance, and he will fulfill that which he declared when he established this church. He said, I hand you the kingdoms of heaven. He has handed the kingdom, the authority to us, he handed us the keys of the kingdom, the authority. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just encourage you in your private time to take your fellowship to another level. But collectively, let us pray. Individually, but it be connected. Let us pray earnestly for lost souls. We do the outreach. We do our prayer fast. But let us pray to see the fruits of those months and months and months of outreach, of prayer fasting, of worship. Amen.